What not to do: enabling, shaming, or playing counselor. In this video, we are talking about what not to do when addiction, recovery, and mental health strain are present in reentry ministry. First, do not enable. Enabling means helping someone continue a harmful pattern while calling it compassion. This may include giving secret money, offering unapproved transportation, hiding relapse warning signs, covering for missed meetings, minimizing intoxication, or becoming the person's private rescue plan. Enabling often feels kind in the moment, but it can weaken honesty, recovery, accountability, and safety. A chaplain might say, "I cannot do this secretly, but I can help you connect with the proper support." Second, do not shame. Shame says, "You are disgusting, you are hopeless, you are still the same person." Shame can drive people deeper into hiding, relapse, despair, and isolation. A chaplain should not say, "After all God has done for you, how could you mess up again?" That may sound spiritual, but it often lands as condemnation. A better response is, "This matters and hiding will make it worse. You are not beyond help. Let's take the next honest step." Third, do not play counselor. A reentry and restoration chaplain may listen, pray, encourage, and refer. But the chaplain should not diagnose addiction disorders, trauma conditions, mental illness, medication issues, or treatment plans. The chaplain should not tell someone to stop medication, change medication, avoid counseling, or replace recovery support with prayer alone. Prayer is powerful. Scripture is living. Christ restores. And wise chaplaincy knows when to involve trained support. Fourth, do not become the only support. If someone says, "You are the only one I can talk to," the chaplain should hear both trust and danger. A wise response is, "I am grateful you trust me. I also want us to build a wider circle of support because this should not rest on one relationship." Fifth, do not ignore crisis signals. Suicidal language, overdose danger, serious intoxication, threats, hallucinations, medical distress, abuse, exploitation, or violence risk require immediate appropriate help. Do not simply pray and walk away. Do not promise secrecy. Do not handle it alone. The chaplain's role is holy, but limited. A faithful chaplain brings compassion without enabling, truth without shaming, and support without pretending to be a clinician. That is how chaplaincy remains safe, humble, and useful in the difficult field of reentry and recovery.